I'm with Toby Flood, and Toby, obviously, big disappointment today. A game that England dominated for large periods in territory and possession and couldn't get a try or a win.
Yeah, I think we as players made the decision to actually go out there and actually see what we've been doing on the training field, if it's been working, if things had gone to plan. We turned the ball over too much in the red zone. We're not going to get that many opportunities in a World Cup, so we've got to be more clinical there. Huge disappointment racked up on us. A lot of things to work on as well. I think we're really disappointed with the fact we couldn't score. I'm very, very frustrated. Blew a couple of opportunities, as I say, and it's certainly a lot of food for thought. I mean, we could have gone there and stretched the lead, obviously kicked goals and other things, but we felt ultimately that we wanted to go out there and see if things were working. As a squad, we felt that before the game, and sadly didn't come our way.
Could you even say, I know it's very hard to say this now, but one reaction, at least that's been worked out now, and hopefully you can really get and work on this now in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I don't think, I personally I'm not too fazed about the result, as it were. I mean, that for me is insignificant compared to the fact that we haven't been able to score a try, and that's probably the hardest thing for me is we weren't clinical enough. We turned the ball over, they got over our ball, we didn't stress them with certain shapes that we wanted to get involved, and I think that's left us in a position where we think that there's a huge amount of work for us to do in the next couple of weeks.
So there were line breaks there. We saw Danny Kerr come on and do a beauty. Mike Tins had a nice run as well. So there were times when the line was broken, weren't there?
I mean, we were a yard out on Ben Foden. We were a yard out with Matt Banahan. You know, we dropped the ball over the line. We get held up. We scrummage 3-4 times and don't get awarded a decision that might have gone our way. So certainly there's opportunities there. But the sad thing is we came away with nothing, and that's something that's good for us as a side. I think ultimately we've looked at it and gone, yeah, we could have been 12, 15 up at half-time, but we wanted to look at us. We wanted to have a look at what we were doing, and yeah, we can prepare for a World Cup, and we want to win test matches, obviously, and build that momentum, but sometimes you've got to find out and have a look at yourself, and I think that's what happened today.
Just finally from me moving forward, obviously on Monday, a week on Monday, we'll find out who goes to New Zealand. You guys, I'm sure, will know considerably before that, but just a case of sitting there and waiting to see if you get the call, I suppose, for all concerned. It's an interesting and nervous time.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just back to my club, work hard there. Probably not get welcomed with open arms. They've got things to get on with, but it's nice to go back there and just see the guys again, enjoy their company, and then just wait for that decision and wait for that call when it comes. But for a lot of us, you know, we've done as much as we can now, and it's up to the gods.
Toby, you've said you've sort of shown up some things you can work on, but you've kind of shown the rest of the world, if you like, the areas that England need to work on as well. So what is a positive for you can also work against you.
Yeah, but there's no hiding place, is there, in test match rugby? It's not as if some people don't watch it and it's played behind closed doors. Whatever's your weakness, whether it's line-out, scrum, whatever. I mean, well, Wales now will be sitting there thinking, well, come first game, I wonder where teams are going to attack us. Well, they're going to have a look at the scrum, and we, you know, Dan Cole and Corbacero and Tom have played fantastically well there. So ultimately, it comes down to the fact that we need to improve in our area of improvement, and teams do that all over the world. You look at Australia, you look at South Africa, you look at teams that you feel as though you can make advancements against in certain areas, and we're no different now. We have to realise that teams are going to come aggressive at us, and we've got to react well and play well in their 22 or just around it.
It's the most frustrating aspect of this afternoon that you've played 20 out of 40 second half minutes against 14 men and you haven't made them pay for it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is it's don't want to use the word embarrassing, but it is a little bit embarrassing. It hurts, you know. It hurts the fact that we couldn't score a try. It's shameful. To be honest, I'm really brutally honest. When we need to go away, and we need to understand what we're doing and understand how to do that. And you can use harsh words and difficult words for that, because ultimately, if you want to win a World Cup, you can kick your way there, or you can get there by doing certain things. But tries in World Cup are massive, and we're not going to get 15, 12 opportunities in a red zone in a World Cup. We're going to get two or three, and we have to be able to score tries in those opportunities or come away with something. We turned down points and went for the throat because we felt we had dominance there, but we came away with nothing, and that's the hardest thing.
So is the concern, therefore, two games against Wales, two tries? They've scored four against you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if you look at the tries we scored, you know, one off a scrum and one where Manu made a fantastic bust. So there's certainly, you know, food for thought and things to work on. And we're disappointed. Obviously, I think we probably could have closed that game out today and maybe been a long way ahead at half time if we felt that we wanted to do that. But we didn't. We felt we wanted to just check ourselves out. So the nice thing is we can look at the result and shrug our shoulders and think, well, okay, well, certainly we could have been different. It might have been a lot closer if we kicked our goals. But we look at it and think the difficulty is we haven't scored tries.